Los Angeles is hardly known for its green open spaces, but a visit to Elysian Park could change your thinking about that. The park was established in 1886 near Dodger Stadium, and it's home to Southern California's oldest arboretum. Colin Berry stopped by to check out some of its exotic trees.
Angelenos on their way to a Dodger game or the Los Angeles Police Academy may not realize they're driving right past Chavez Ravine Arboretum. A quick turn off I-5 and up Stadium Way, the arboretum fills a narrow canyon, planted with more than 100 varieties of mature trees, some of which are more than 100 years old. There's a fruiting guava, a cork oak with its spongy bark, a floss silk tree with its weird, thorny trunk. All around are woodpeckers, hummingbirds, and ravens. Weekdays, the place is serene and peaceful, just you and the birds and other folks who love trees.
This is an interesting tree. This is the Cedrella tuna from the Himalayan region in southwestern China. This is probably the biggest specimen that I know of in California.
One of the best people to show you around is Donald Hodel, the author of Exceptional Trees of Los Angeles and an environmental horticulture advisor for the UC Cooperative Extension. Hodel comes here a few times a year to inspect the trees, natives of Asia, Africa, Australia, and South America. One of his favorites is the elegant tipu from Argentina, whose soaring trunks unfurl into clouds of yellow blossoms.
Imagine the spread of the canopy of this. That looks like it's 125 feet spread on this thing. Beautiful.
First planted in 1893, Chavez Ravine Arboretum is maintained by LA's Department of Recreation and Parks. It's one of few such places open to the public, unguarded by fences or fees. On weekends, it fills with kids and families. Inspecting an ancient umbu tree, Hodel points out the damage this is doing.
People dump charcoal in here that's still hot. Kids climb on it, and it just takes a beating.
Yet city budgets are tight, and locals have had to pitch in to help preserve the grove. Christine Peters is president of the Citizen Committee to Save Elysian Park, a 40-year-old neighborhood group that plants dozens of trees a year in the ravine.
And so as a group, you know, we try to organize quarterly get-togethers where Recon Parks will drop off, you know, bundles of mulch for us, and then we will go and we'll distribute the mulch to the trees because the city just doesn't have the manpower to do it. They don't have the money or the infrastructure to provide this kind of care.
Back in the arboretum, Donald Hodel is admiring one of the oldest and largest specimens of its kind in North America.
These clusters of flowers on this Cape Chesson are beautiful. You know, there must be 40 or 50 flowers in each cluster, and see how the cluster is kind of like a pyramid.
How long will it bloom?
Probably about 3 to 4 weeks. Just really a spectacular tree.
He's in no hurry to leave, and like the birds, seems perfectly at ease among these giant trees, hiding in plain sight. Meanwhile, up above us, another wave of cars zooms past. For the California Report, I'm Colin Berry in Los Angeles.